This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I hope somebody's holding you. I hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't get there.
I'm Sue from Lifeboat. And Lifeboat are promoting health and well-being, but you take in charge of your own health and well-being by using tools such as mindfulness, EFT tapping, NLP and Reiki as just a few examples of the tools that we can use. I thought it'd be a great idea to get on the radio and give out some of these tools freely to people, particularly the mindfulness and the meditation tools.
Hope somebody's holding you. Hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't get there.
Hello. So, so a couple of things have happened to me over the last couple of weeks that I would share with you, and they seem quite connected. The first one that I'll share with you is it was the 25th of January a few weeks ago. And those of you who have listened to my show over some time will know that date is quite significant for me because it was actually the day that my sister died. And it was very quick, not expected. And it practically changed my life overnight. But now over time, I can look back and say it changed it in lots of good ways. Like the grief was hard and going through that, it was really difficult. But if I can look back, I can definitely look back and see where it's changed me in a lot of good ways and put my life on a different track to what I can see now, that was a good track for me to be on and the right track for me to be on. So I thought I might discuss what I actually did on the 25th of January this year. I went on a lovely walk with a friend very early in the morning with our dogs, which I love doing. And there's a little memorial up there on Victoria Park. So I wanted to go and see the tree up there and just spend a few minutes with my sister and think about her. And so we did that in our walk, and it was a beautiful day and it was a lovely walk and the dogs had a great time. And I had a few little tears. I don't always on that day, but I did this time. Just a little thing about that I miss her still. And I told my friend the same thing. I just really miss her. And I found that quite empowering to admit that those feelings were still there and that I still did miss her. The rest of the walk was fun and it was lovely and I had a lovely day. But I did miss her. There was a little incident as well when we walked past a memorial to a couple of other young girls that had died quite tragically up there on the Port Hills as well. And when I saw that little memorial, I had a few tears then too. I think because I just sort of thought about those young girls and their families. And I had that empathy for a few minutes about how they might have felt and how difficult it was for them too. So they were in my thoughts. And again, we carried on. We had a lovely lunch and then we left. And then I had some time by myself. And my sister quite liked Guinness. And I was going to get a Guinness and have a Guinness for her. But fortunately, they hadn't got any Guinness. All they had was this chocolate stout. And wow, it was delicious. And I thought, oh, well, what a shame. We'll have to have that. She would have loved that anyway, because she loved chocolate and Guinness. So I'm sure the chocolate stout would have done. And I played some music. I played some Tracy Chapman because she really loved Tracy Chapman. And I played my guitar because she loved the guitar. And it was nice for me to do that and did a bit of dancing and just had some funny thoughts about her. I noticed that the two of us were very good at sort of mirroring back to each other when our behaviour was a bit absurd. You know, when you're doing silly things and they seem quite serious at the time, but then somebody will say something and kind of turn it into a bit of a joke. And we were good at doing that for each other. I could do it for her and I know she could really do it for me. And we'd just kind of start laughing about how that behaviour was really crazy. And I was kind of thinking about that skill and how important that is. So I think it's just important to still allow those emotions, because at the end of the day, it's your grief and no one else's grief, and no one else gets to choose how you feel. So feel how you feel and let that be. You know, if you want to have a few tears, even if it's many years afterwards, that's up to you. It doesn't mean that you're sad. It just means that you are just having a moment and think about how much you miss that person. And I unapologetically miss my sister sometimes. And I think it was better for me to actually allow that to happen. I think sometimes we kind of think that we are not supposed to feel like this, or we're not supposed to feel like that. No one can tell you how you're supposed to feel. You feel how you feel. Let that be how you feel. And then look at maybe changing the story about what might be really happening and reminding yourself where you actually are. Like, my sister has gone and I do miss her, but my life's great. I've got a lot of good things in my life. So it was just a reminder of that. And the song that I've chosen today is a Tracy Chapman song called Change. And I think that that's important to me, to think about that song, because it was so sudden, because it did change my life and probably a few other lives overnight, really. And it's just reminding us all as well that none of us know how long we've got in this world. So it's really important to make the most of wherever we are and whatever we are doing.
Today, you saw the face of God and love. Would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low, you cannot fall. Would you change? Would you change? How bad? How good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change. Makes you turn around, change. If you'd broken every rule and vow, and hard times come to bring you down, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that you could die today.
Second event for me. My daughter's gone to Wellington to study up there, and I have joked about the fact that it is overseas. Well, it's over a sea anyway. And I find this really strange as well, that she's not at home. But I think the funniest thing is I'm missing the most annoying things at first. You know, these are the things that wind me up about her. Those are the things that I'm missing right now. And I guess this is kind of a grief thing too, you know. I'm grieving that she's not around. I mean, she's been around all of this time. It doesn't seem 5 minutes since I was bringing her home from the hospital right now. Sometimes when you're in it, it felt like it was a long time. But right now, when I think about it, it seems no time at all. And yet there she is, over the sea, as I keep saying. And I think that, again, it's important that I accept these emotions, that I say that yes, sometimes I have been sad about it, and I've had a few little tears that she's not there anymore, and I'm excited for her, don't get me wrong, and I want her to go off and enjoy the world and have fun. But it is difficult for when you're the mom left behind at home, and that person has been in your life so much, and they're not there, and pretty much your whole life seems to revolve around them, and then all of a sudden they're not there. So again, I thought I might think how my daughter might think about my behaviour on this, and she'd probably laugh at me. Because again, like my sister, she's pretty good at mirroring back what the absurd or my crazy behaviour back at me. So I was kind of looking at myself, at my crazy behaviour. One of the things that I thought of is she's only been gone a few days, and I wanted to text her. And I thought, I shouldn't really text her, because this is going to be, how annoying. I might be really annoying. She might not want me to text her. And then she might want me to text her. Look, this is silly behaviour, and she would really laugh at you over this behaviour. So I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe I need her to put boundaries in for me. And then I started to laugh. You know, I've been there all these years putting boundaries around her, and here I am now reversing it and going, I think she might need to put some boundaries around me. I think she might have to tell me how many times I should maybe text her or ring her. I think I might have to have that conversation. Anyway, again, it is just looking at like the funny side of it all, and the fact that I'm missing all the annoying habits more than anything else. Again, I think this is a kind of grief though, isn't it? Any kind of change is grief, isn't it? It's looking at anything that changes, small changes, big changes. It is a type of grief, and we have to go through all those different emotions. We have to acknowledge that this is how we're feeling, because again, there are feelings and we're entitled to how we feel. And then we can look at how we might perceive that change and how we can perceive it in a more positive way, which I've already started, you know. For a start, I'm going to have a nice tidy house, and there won't be hundreds of empty bottles left all over the place, and there'll be food. There'll be lots of food, and we won't be going, I'm hungry, there's no food in this house. You know, so let's look at some of the positive things, and I'll have a bit more free time to do some stuff for myself too. And isn't it exciting that, you know, she gets to do something like this, that she gets to follow her dreams and her path for a while. And I'm pretty excited for her too. So I was thinking it'd be kind of fun to make some little TikTok videos about this situation, you know, about empty nesting. Anyway, so write in, let me know your thoughts on that, or let Plains FM know that they think that might be a good idea. We might be able to do something with them on it. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on that one. So I thought for our meditation today that I saw this song and it was called the New Cherokee Morning Song. And I'd like you to, after I finish talking to you and get you in a nice relaxed state, to just listen to that song quietly and see what things it might bring up for you. I'd also like you to start maybe looking at yourself and mirroring some of your behaviours and seeing how funny or how absurd they might look to you. I've been doing that quite a bit with some of the things that my sister used to do or I used to do. And we used to laugh at each other and how different that could change a situation. You know, something that could seem quite serious and then one of us would look at the other one and say something and it would just change the whole perspective of the situation and what was going on. I could think of one quickly was I had a bad accident, which is quite a serious thing. And my sister was quite young at the time and I was 17. And she told me once that there was a girl who used to live opposite was looking after her. And she'd said, would you like something to eat? And my sister, she was really young, had said, I would like a sandwich with tomato sauce. And then so the girl had put the tomato sauce on the sandwich. She was only a young girl that was looking after. And my sister had turned around and said, oh, look, that's like my sister's blood. Of course, she did not know how serious a situation it was. And my sister, when she was telling me as an adult this story, and I was laughing at her behaviour, she said, oh, I bet I probably traumatised that poor girl for the rest of her life with that behaviour. And it was a serious thing, but we did see it funny, just mirroring our behaviour, even on things that are serious. You know, I teach people how to do CPR and I say to people, look, this is a serious thing that I'm teaching you, but it's not serious today. And so we're going to make it fun and I'm going to make you laugh a bit. And you can laugh because we're just learning about it today. And I do try to make it fun, although it's a serious thing. All right, so let's get in our comfortable position then, get ready for our meditation. So first of all, let's get our feet firmly planted on the ground. So feel where your feet are on the ground. And if you're sitting down, feel where your bum is on the seat. Put your hands in your lap. Put them on your thighs if you can. Drop your shoulders down a little. Relax that jaw. A little smile around the corner of your mouth. Even on the corner of your eyes there. Let go of that frown. Let your tongue just rest to where it wants to rest. Drop your shoulders a bit more. Just relax all the way down. Feel like you're just letting go of all your troubles, of all your anxieties. They're just all letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. And just feel your breath. Feel where you're feeling it. Breathe in, take a nice big breath in and breathe out. And as you breathe out, feel that letting go a bit more. Big breath in. Breathe out. As you're letting it go, feel like you're letting go a bit more. Big breath in. And then on the out breath, a little sigh.
When they are when they are, when they are, when they are, ho 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 ho, hey oh, hey oh, ya ya ya. When they are.
for all your first aid and CPR and wellbeing at work programs and training, please contact facco.nz. That's facto.nz. You can contact them at training@facto.nz or 03 365 3556. The fact is, you can save a life.
Home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm home.